The conference will now begin.
Okay, Heather, sorry about before. I guess you can imagine that the Zmanim here are not exactly the same as usual. Okay, let's continue here. Bezos Hashem. So we're discussing how Rinofen is taking the Sugya of Nekudas Tovos, and he's taking us on a journey. And we just finished the Sugya of the Egel and the Mishkan. And I got a text from Eliarek yesterday, said a beautiful Ha'aro. Rabbi Nelson mentions it a little bit later, but not as clear, I don't think. I could be wrong. But we discussed that Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu, who found the Nekudos Tovos within each member of Klal Yisrael as a result of the Egel Zav in order to save them. And we said from Rabbi Nelson that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu saw these Nekudos Tovos being brought out by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was specifically these Nekudos Tovos that a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan with. That each person would bring a nidvas libo, that each person would bring his own heart, his own nekuda tova, with all the different colors, and the zahav, and the kesef, and the nechoshes, and the haruguman, and all the different colors, each different nid, to build the Mishkan. And it was Moshe Rabbeinu specifically who brought that out of them, and then built the Mishkan. So Eli said to him, well, it makes sense then, that Aaron HaKohen was the Kohen Gadol in that Mishkan, because he was mamshik, that whole sugi of Moshe Rabbeinu, we know. He was always shalom v'lo de shalom. He would find a good nekudas in each person. He would be able to. He would even help a one spouse we know find a nekudas tova in the other spouse, and he would bring people together. And so, as Eli said, it's very befitting that Aaron HaKohen specifically the epitome of the one who would find nekudas tovos in other people. That he was a Kohen Gadol in that Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built to his mysterious method of finding the nekudas tovos in the Klal Yisrael. It's a beautiful aura. And with that, we continue on page 35, where an oath, hey. So it says everything else, and he comes back to a passage that he was utilizing before. This whole inyan of the Nekudas Tovos is based on this, or it's connected to this passage, the Hillel of Melech. Ura kavodi ura. Kavodi here means the neshama. Ura, wake in my neshama, awake. Wake up. With what? How does a person wake up in the morning? Then I'm going to wake up the shachar. So shachar means two different things. Shachar means morning, where it's light, it's bright. But we just came off the sugya of shachar ani. Or what was it? Shachar ani v'nava ani. That shachar means there, black. So shachar means both. So we're trying to hear, we're trying to awaken up the morning. Ayidei masha ani ma'ur ha-shachar. So what am I going to awaken the shachar? How am I going to get to the morning? When you look inside the shachur, inside the black, when you look inside the Maisa Egel, and you're able to find within that, even though there's a big pagam, it was a big pagam. But if you could find the shachur, the morning, the Nekuda Tova, the brightness, within that blackness, and you awaken yourself up. Because you're only sleeping because of that inyan of the rechuk. The rechuk that you're finding within yourself, that perception, self-perception of distance from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that blackness, that's where the slumber, the sleep comes from. And when a person finds within that darkness, he finds the Nekudas Tova, the shachar, the morning, within that black, he wakes it up. The chinah shacharani v'nava. See, Rabbi Nachman is connecting the shacharani of the blackness, specifically, specifically through the dark, through the hard times, one is able to awaken himself from his sleep, from those falls. But it takes perspective, a proper perspective of oneself in the world, and certainly the sugya of patience. And that's the sugya we're dealing with right now. To learn how to be patient, which is of the highest, highest midas. Of oneness. Mamash comes from keser, Rabbi Nachman even says. Keser is the air. It means a little bit of patience. A little bit of patience goes a long way. Is that Bechinas on page 36? Is that Bechinas Ula HaNevel? This is what David HaMelech says, awake with the harp, right? We know that the Ruach Tiphonus, that northern wind, would come at exactly Chatzos, and it would blow into that harp of David HaMelech, and it would wake him up. Chayidei Zenas Nigunim. Is when a person finds an Nekudas Tovos in himself and in others, he makes a Nigun. He makes song. And I'll tell everybody right now, it's very important that at this time, when it's a little bit stressful, a little bit anxiety, to play songs, fast songs to get the kids jumping and dancing and for yourself, and also then slow songs. Every song has its own, what it does to the nefesh, and a person needs to listen to music now. Music is going to help people cope and to help them thrive during this time. We have to utilize the kud of nigunim, of nigun. We say, Azam, I'm going to sing to you with my ma'od, with my ba'od, with my nekuda tova that I still have and I'm still looking for, that elokus that's within me. The Zemalumas, he says, b'divrei Shulchan Aruch. Now we're finally getting back to the Shulchan Aruch that Rabbi Nachman started with. The halacha starts, and the entire Shulchan Aruch starts with this whole sugya. He is gaber kari lamod babok elavod is bodi. That a person should strengthen himself with to be a gibor like the lion, to get up in the morning to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shal adam tzarech lizgaber, says Rabbi Nachman, that a person needs to be mezgaber, he needs to be strong with oyer and to awaken mishinelson if he loves him. When a person falls, when a person's miyash, when he's depressed, it's very easy to fall into that. And to get out of that, to get up, come, stand up, to get up from that is not always so easy. You need mezgaber. You need to be strong to fight against that which is the gravity that's pulling you down. What are you going to use to wake yourself up? His oiri, right? What are you going to bring for his oiris? He says, because you awoke in the morning, because you went into the black, the shachor, the darkness, into the pagam, which made you go to sleep, you went right into it, you stared it down, and you said, no, I know for sure that there's an nekuda tova in here. And from that place, I'm going to turn into the morning. Hayim Kanal, like we've been discussing, she or hanekudos tovos, shein b'chimah shachar, to awaken those nekudos tovos that are the b'chimah shachar, like the morning. B'chimah sa'ir shachar, I will awaken the morning. I will awaken that black. Like they say, or mishinelson if you lost, and that's how a person is going to get out. A person is going to wake up. So we have to look into the darkness. We have to look into the hard times. We need to see the good. Even if it's only one thing, it doesn't matter. That's what Rabbi Nachman is saying. So Rabbi Nachman, that we don't need to try to find in this time, let's say we're in this mind right now, we're all in the same situation. Okay, some better, some worse. But we don't need to try to be mahapich and look right now and say how this entire situation is good. That's not Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nachman are saying. You just need to find one nekuda tova. That's it. Maybe it's that you get to spend more time with your kid. Maybe you get to daven a little bit slower. Maybe you get to think a little bit more. Maybe you just don't have to go on the train. Who knows what it is? Maybe you get to go outside and just breathe the air and you're not rushed because the mice and no one's working, even though that sometimes that might be a hard thing for somebody. But to just find one nekuda tova will start to change the whole sugya. One, not more than that. Slow. That'll over the whole chakra. That'll turn the black into light. You just need to shake it up. Meaning we know the light is inside the dark. It's in there. Hisnari may offer kumi. We just need to shake it off, to shake off that dust, kumi, to get up. But Rabbi Nachman is saying here something very important. Very, very important also. Is that we need to wake up early. Meaning if you're sleeping and you're slumbering and it's a bad place and it's dark and it's sad and it's depressed, and we know that inside of that there's a good light, that there's tov. So why are we waiting for them to wake up? Let's do it already. What are we waiting for? And that also really, in reality, in our life, we have to know that waking up early, api chasidus and api kabbalah, is actually better than going to sleep late and waking up late. It's better to wake up early as we can, to awaken the morning, to awaken the chakra, to turn the dark into light, to sit down and say some tehillim in the morning, to learn some Torah before the kids get up, to turn your lights on in your house. We have that ability nowadays, that we can actually turn the darkness into light. They didn't always have that. Okay, they did, because they had candles. They did. But we can do it also. And if you get up a little bit early, take your coffee, and you take your safer, and take your tehillim before the kids get up, it changes your whole day. Because what you're going into the darkness before is not, and you're turning into light. And we'll see that's going to take us to the next nekud of Avram Avinu. That there's a whole sugi of Avram Avinu. Because it says, Vayashkim Avram Avoka. Avram Avinu got up very early in the morning. Why did he get up early in the morning? Because he knows that what, in a few hundred years after him, there's going to be a Bilam. Not a few hundred. There's going to be a Bilam. And what did Bilam try to do? Bilam tried to get up earlier than Avram Avinu. Because Bilam was trying to what? To say negative things about the Yid. So the Yashkim Avram Avoka, Chazal tells us that Avram Avinu got up even earlier than him to awake in the morning before Bilam could even bring out the negativity and the pessimism. Avraham Avinu was already being optimistic and pumping in chesed into the world. So let's do one more paragraph to finish off today. And Emet Hashem will try to continue tomorrow. That is Hashem 115. So he says in the last paragraph on page 36, V'zeo b'chinas lama baboka, to get up in the morning. The main time, the main way to get up from your sleep, is lama baboka. Who's the boker? Who's the morning? The Avraham. Ishchas. When a person inclines himself towards Ches, towards the Suvi of Avraham Avinu, towards the right side, and he says, I'm okay. I have good as tovah. This man, I'm going to judge this man, I'm going to judge HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lekafsuchos. We didn't discuss that yet, but every moment you have the opportunity to judge HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lekafsuchos, which of course we have to if we have to be tough. But this whole man is crazy. But all we need to do is find one good as tovah, and then we can already judge him Lekafsuchos. And that will help us bring us to a high level of truth. Yakin hayahar on the Gargarians. That's how Avraham Avinu like Moshe Rabbeinu, who found the Nekudas Tovah in all Klal Yisrael, and he saved them. Avraham Avinu was able to find the Nekudas Tovah in Klal, in even Gerim, Goyim, and he turned them into Gerim. Ki hayim matik lapi chesed, because his whole life was inclined towards chesed, of always finding the Nekudas Tovah, being positive, being optimistic. Even though he's not oblivious, Avraham Avinu knew that these people had tithes, and they had issues, and they were kofrim. But you find the Nekudas Tovah in them, you're able to awaken the Nekudas Tovah, the Chol Echad, and then everybody, after they became optimistic, they became happy, they became self-confident. The Avraham Avinu says, you know what? How about we serve the God of the world? Let's say a bracha after we eat. Let's say bracha with Kavana. Let's remember the Kodesh Baruch. And that all came because he found the Nekudas Tovah. Because when a person finds the Nekudas Tovah in himself and he says that, it's going to be okay. He could say a bracha properly, he could daven properly, he could do tshuva properly, he could do simcha properly. We should go listen to the music, hazamed, and we'll hear the singing of our own souls. We should be zochem et Hashem to find the kudos within ourselves, within other people, within the zman, within the Kodesh Baruch Hu, et Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow.